Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know we need to run the ball more. I'm not an idiot.
We'll see if... Not that he's an idiot, but if he does actually run the... Well, maybe.
We'll see both of those things.
Maybe both of those
Time
things can be true.
Time will tell, won't it?
Tomorrow
God,
on the
I'm
show...
I'm pretty confident he's not an idiot, guys. Like, come on. He's not an idiot.
We'll see.
All right.
Tomorrow on the show, Layla Rahimi will be here at 1 o'clock. She will preview Bulls now that it has been announced that Layla is going to be the sideline reporter for Bulls basketball on NBC Sports Chicago. We just had a pretty incredible conversation about potato chips and in the Boyquarium because Mitch brought a fresh bag of Ruffles and we were talking about our chip choices.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, in depth, the show is going to talk about potato chips.
Okay, I'm in on that discussion. I would be happy to consume all of it. I would like to cast the first vote for the standard boring Jay's potato chip. Just a straight Jay's chip.
Plain.
Plain, yes. I like to dip it in the French onion, but I always love it with a sandwich. Even with a burger, sometimes over fries. Give me some good. They're boring. Most people like stuff on them. They like the ridges. Ruffles have ridges, the ad used to say. Give me Jay's potato chips.
I love potato chips. Like I barbecue, sour cream and onion, sea salt, all that. It's all good. I'll eat any chip, but the potato chip is undefeated. I like the Cape Cod kettle cooked. Personally, I like the real crunchy chip.
The coarse
ones.
They're super
crunchy. Yeah, they rip your mouth apart.
Yeah,
it's like Cap'n Crunch.
It's like Cap'n Crunch.
Really,
and I love Cap'n Crunch. Like I like to have like a competition. Like I like my steak on a bone. Like I like to have some sort of competition with all of my meals. So like, you know, they're not tenders. I go, you know, bone in wings and all that sort of thing. It feels like it's like the manliest thing I do. But yeah, Cape Cod kettle cooked potato chips.
I want the bag of chips, even if it's plain, to be fresh. Because if you get a good salty bag of chips, like that, even plain, is just so solid.
I didn't think we'd go this long on the topic, but I had a bag of chips that made it home from Canada recently with me. We took two bags up, about a quarter of a bag came up, and over the course of 1,600 miles and packing in and out of the cabin, back in the truck to back home, a lot of them are all crumbled up, and last night... I decided to get a small bowl and throw 2 tablespoons of French onion dip in it and just throw all the little bitty pieces in there and mix them together. Yeah, I said only two.
Yeah,
only 2 tablespoons. I didn't go crazy. I didn't have the whole jar of it.
My bad.
And I also had a Diet Pepsi next to it, Danny.
Oh, diet.
Got to draw the line somewhere.
To me, that sounds like healthy.
Those are,
you were the perfect guy for this conversation that we were having.
I love potato chips, man.
Are you factoring in only taste or the entire chip experience? Because I think a couple of things deserve attention there.
Like the crunch, like you were bringing up.
Well, yeah, and also like, the packaging of Pringles is genius.
Get out of here. Pringles is awful.
No, it's not.
It's awful. It's acceptable. It's not above replacement chip.
I find them to be fantastic, but what's amazing about the Pringle is they don't go stale because it's so easy to reseal them. Every other bag of chips, if you pump them, if you're not taking down the entire bag.
You got
to
get a thing.
Got to have a clamp or a rubber band or convert them into a Tupperware of some sort. So, you know, when you're doing like
much maintenance.
The bachelor life, if you're not taking down a full jumbo-sized bag. The idea of the Pringles resealable is tremendous. And then I know that these are kind of in vogue or whatever, but the scoopable Tostitos for if you're doing a sauce like a guac or a salsa of some sort, the fact that they are scoopable and it's turned the chip into the spoon, it's genius.
It is genius. They should do that with the potato chip.
Agreed.
If they could
make
it to, you know, having the thickness that it could take some dippage.
Like, it doesn't taste any better, but it's just so damn practical that I have to give them all sorts of respect.
Scoops. Very cool. I'm not going to be dripping stuff all over my shirt.
I always laugh when anyone brings up scoops because when I used to work at Channel 5 with Paula Faris, that was like her go-to chip. and she would fight you about like how great scoops were.
It was brilliant. I didn't know that I needed it until they created it.
Yep.
And now I'm like, oh, a flat tortilla chip. I got to scoop myself.
What's the matter with you guys?
The thing is that then we have to, now we have to like figure out how to compartmentalize the discussion, because the tortilla chip thing, we can go in so many different directions, because
right.
Whether we're talking about restaurant quality or just buying them at the store or getting the nice green bag of chips at the store, all of those things. And then what does one do with the Doritos? I have to say, I was at a Potbelly last week picking up a sandwich, and I was surprised that they had Doritos, and I was so happy to see the blue bag of Cool Ranch Doritos.
That's a staple.
I haven't even eaten them. I just was like, you know what? You know what I haven't had in forever? Some Cool Ranch Doritos, and picked the bag up and bought it.
That's special my occasion? Wife's number one pick.
Her Cool Ranch?
Yeah. She's like, they've perfected the chip. Everyone should stop trying. She's like, if we did a chip draft and it went 10 rounds, she would just want one pick. And she's like, that's the only chip you need. And she goes through the bag for the ones with the extra seasoning. Like, she'll like shake it around. There's like good versions of the Cool Ranch, bad versions. She wants the chips off the bottom. Like, she is a Dorito Cool Ranch connoisseur.
Man, the texts are flying in like yesterday after a Bears embarrassment against New Orleans. We must have received 100 texts on snack items in the last 3 or 4 minutes.
Everyone cares.
Yeah, they sure do. Pringle's not getting much support, but I'm with Parkins on that. I think it's an above replacement chip. I think it's acceptable in a pinch.
I like Pringles, but what I have found is I don't like the Pringle flavors. Like original Pringles,
yeah, original. Or the multigrain, if you can find it. They're not always out there because nobody looks at a potato chip as something that's going to be healthy for them.
They're just comfortable. I like it's just a security blanket, like the check down running back out of the backfield. I just like knowing that I have a Pringles original in the cabinet that
sure.
I can go to at any moment. Oh, I'm having a sandwich. Some Pringles. I just like knowing that it's there. NFL trade, by the way, boys.
Another one.
Yeah, this was Jason Lockenfour hinted that this was coming. So after the Patriots trade a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu, Denver has traded Emmanuel Sanders and a fifth-round pick to the Niners for a third- and fourth-round pick. So Emmanuel Sanders goes to a contender.
Oh, that's a good fit.
That's a good move for the 49ers, who could use a little bit more offensive punch. I mean, their running backs are serviceable, maybe a little bit better than that when they're both healthy. George Kittle is fantastic, but not a ton of threats on the outside. Emmanuel Sanders can still run, right? He's still very fast.
Yeah, great short area quickness. He's one of those guys that's open as soon as you snap the ball. But what's interesting there, Mohamed Sanu is under contract next year for cheap, and he's 30 years old. Emmanuel Sanders is turning 33, he's 32 right now, not under contract for next year, and they gave up a third and a fourth. So this is a pure rental that you're giving up two draft picks for, third and fourth, you get a fifth back, and Belichick got a guy for this year and next year who's younger for just one draft
pick.
And
you know Sanu's going to... He's going to throw the ball in a playoff game, right?
Kyle Brandt said this morning, Lawrence, that he would be the best quarterback on the Bears, Mohamed Sanu. And I think he was just joking, but
he'd have the strongest arm.
He apparently is the best of the bunch who aren't quarterbacks when it comes to passing the football.
What is he, 10 of 12 for like 7 touchdowns or something like that in his career?
Yeah, and he can throw the ball like 62 miles an hour. Like he's got like one of the strongest arms in the NFL, and he's not a quarterback. For whatever that skill's worth.
Well, that's another reason Dan Quinn can't win, right? He's got multi-talented guys, and they still can't put points on the board with a recent MVP, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Austin Hooper, a good tight end, and a reasonably decent offensive line. And since their Super Bowl choke 3 years ago now, they've done nothing. I don't know if I can remember a team that has fallen as precipitously as these guys have. And he remains employed. We got to get in on a new site. One of our projects today, Lawrence, is to get a new site. Bovada, which we've been loyal to for a long time, doesn't give us everything we want with our investments. There's a prop on fired coaches.
Well, and he'd be a 10-1 favorite right now. He's getting fired after this game. They'll lose to Seattle, and he'll get fired heading into
and
the bye.
And you think he'd still be as good of a price as 10-1?
No, 10-1 favorite. So one to ten.
Oh, I was gonna say 10-1.
No. I will think he is the odds on.
Yeah, you're gonna have to give money to make money, but he's got to get the. He has to, right?
Yeah, I think we're 1 week away. I think he will be fired in 6 days.
It took a while for Adam Gase, but he's finally given us some sound bites we can have fun with today.
Oh, good.
7 weeks into this thing, he got upset today after ESPN had his quarterback, his sheepish quarterback, mic'd up seeing ghosts last night. It's the media's fault, and
that's not his fault.
It's the media's fault, and they're not going to grant media access anymore. So
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, he said he's got to reevaluate the Jets' relationship with ESPN.
Okay, go right ahead.
Yeah, we'll see how that works.
I
got some bad news for him tomorrow at about 7 a.m., if that's going to be his role, because Greeny's going to light his ass up for that.
Yeah, I mean, do you think Greeny has it in him to light anyone up?
Yes. He has been slowly descending into
takery.
Yeah, man, and especially when it comes to the Jets, because that's his team.
I know it is.
So
we'll see.
We'll see tomorrow.
We'll see. I hope you're right.
Let me ask you guys this. As you're talking about having a better quarterback, did you guys get this in your timeline that the Saints have three better quarterbacks than the Bears do?
Yeah, there were those expressing that thought.
That's fun.
Sunday.
So what? So Mitch Trubisky's the 50th best quarterback in football? If that? You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, radio.com sports station.
If I told you that Jay Cutler was walking through the door today.
No.
Would you take him over Mitch?
No, I would not.
For Sunday?
No.
Only if he actually literally smoked when he played. No, I don't want him either.
Now,
we're
going to
fix
Lawrence?
Mitch today, though. We're going to find some things Trevor's that Matt Nagy can do.
Yeah. I'll take Trevor Lawrence over Mitch Trubisky. Yeah.
All right, and let's keep going. Jacob Fromm?
Jake Fromm might be there.
I like him a lot.
Yeah, he plays well in big games.
All right, let's keep going. Obviously, Tua, although I'm not as high on Tua as other people are.
I haven't watched Herbert enough. I don't know.
Jacob Eason?
I don't know.
Earmuffs.
Every damn one of them.
Whenever anything bad happens about the Bears, we're going to just put on the earmuffs.
If I offered you Jalen Hurts over Mitch, what would you say?
I don't know enough about him.
Do I get Lincoln Riley?
Sure. Why not?
Then yeah. Yeah.
Bring him along too.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, men, have a wonderful day talking more Bears,
you too.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, but a bunch of nonsense.
Go crack those chips, man.
Enjoy the chips, Lawrence.
Thank you, man.
That's Lawrence Holmes.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.